Hi everyone and welcome to this service from St Ninian's Church in Stonehouse. My name is Stuart and it's my privilege to be the minister here. This is a very special service today. It will be led by our young people. I'm not going to do much at all today and most of you will be very pleased at that. Our young people have been meeting every week on Zoom for Sunday school and it's been brilliant. We've really enjoyed our time together. But normally on this Sunday, the Sunday before Christmas, they would present to you the story of Christ's birth, the Nativity. And they're going to do that today, but just in a very different format. Stay tuned, it's really going to be worth your while. It's quite an incredible thing to see. Before we begin our service today, I'd like to invite you to a very special event this evening. Last year, our friends Anka and Quentin played a concert for us here in the church, and it was incredible. Obviously, we're not able to do that this year. However, they have recorded a concert for us in their own home, and they are inviting us to join with them in a candlelight concert. So it's tonight. The premiere is at 7:30 p.m. tonight on the website at st-ninians-stonehouse.org.uk and on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com and search for St Ninian's Church Stonehouse and you should be able to find it. And that means that you can watch on any platform. You can watch on your phone, you can watch on a tablet, you can watch on your laptop or PC. But it also means that if you've got a smart TV that has a YouTube app, then you can watch on that, which might give you a bigger picture and some better sound. So put on your best togs, pour yourself a glass of something nice, light some candles and relax and enjoy some fabulous music, including some festive favourites. The concert's absolutely free. However, if you can, we'd like you to make a donation instead of the cost of the ticket. So please go to the website, click on the Give button at the top in the right-hand corner, or go to the very bottom of the front page and you'll find a Donate button there. Please give whatever you think is appropriate, but mostly come along and enjoy yourselves. The concert's going to be available until the end of January. It'll be there on our YouTube channel and on the website until then. So please feel free to share it far and near with all your friends and family, because I assure you it's going to be fantastic. I'd also like to invite you to our home on Christmas Eve. We're going to have Watch Night from the Manse this year. So from 11:30 p.m. on Facebook, on YouTube and on the website, we're joining a service from the Manse that's going to feature some of our fabulously talented singers and some of the congregation getting involved in reading as we look forward to Christmas, as we spend that last half hour until Advent ends and Christmas begins at midnight. So you're very welcome to join us. And finally, I'd like to invite you to join us at 10 a.m. on Zoom on Christmas Day. I know that for lots of us, we're going to have quite a strange Christmas this year. We won't be able to gather with family and friends as we normally would. And so we're going to have a short service, just some readings and prayers, but mostly an opportunity to get together and say Happy Christmas to each other. So please do join us at 10 a.m. on Zoom. The information is going to be on our Facebook page and our website. So please, it'll be on the screen as well. So please, please take a moment just to drop in and say hi. Wish each other a very happy Christmas.
Thank you.
So please join with me if you have your own candles as we light our fourth and final Advent candle on the way to Christmas. God, as we near the completion of our Advent journey, we ask that you guide our steps, that you would keep us from faltering at the last, that we would make it to the door of the stable to welcome the Christ child once again. Cameron reads from Luke's Gospel for us.
Today's reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. You will be great and will be called the Son of Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born and will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to have been unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
"Dear Mary, you who are highly favoured by the Most High God."
"How are you? Where are you? You're the first visitor I've had since March."
"I am Gabriel, a messenger sent from God. Do not be afraid. You may find it difficult to see me as I am speaking from the next room. You see, it is now impossible to have a face-to-face conversation when these Nazareth kitchens aren't even 2 metres wide."
"Yes, I understand that. What do you mean by the highly favoured bit?"
"Well, this is really exciting news. Know that there are stories in the Bible that point to a great king who will save people from the consequences and all the bad things you have done so that God and humans can be reconciled.
Yes, I know the stories, but it doesn't look like that is ever going to happen.
The truth is, it is going to happen, and you have been specially selected to become the mother of that child.
Who? Me? Mary? Are you sure you've got the right address? I'm not even married.
No, pretty sure it's you. Let me check. You do have an aunt, Buzz, I thought you. A lovely lady who hadn't been able to have any children.
Yes. So?
Well, guess what? She's going to have a child. Isn't it wonderful? You could go and visit her to check it out. Actually, on second thoughts, safest not to do that. She's up in the northeast. I can set up a Zoomish call if you'd like, though.
Elizabeth, well, that's amazing. So it is me who has been chosen.
Absolutely. It is you that has been chosen. It will be the power of God that can fire that will cause you to fall into pregnancy, so the child that can carry you will be known as the Son of God.
That's pretty massive and frankly extremely scary, but I know that God is good and kind and that this world so needs a saviour. So please tell him that I want him to play my part this afternoon.
Great, that is what we were hoping you would say. Take care, stay safe.
I'm not sure that I should feel particularly safe, but somehow I know that this is from God and this is the right thing to do. I must tell Joseph. Joseph, Joseph, I've got something really exciting to tell you.
Whoa, hold on, Mary. Calm down. Face mask on. We're not in the same bubble yet.
Oh, yes, sorry. Actually, can we do this outside? It's not the sort of conversation I want with the face mask on.
So what is this all about? Because I'm not having another conversation about the wedding arrangements. I know it's been postponed 3 times already, but we both decided that we wanted to have all 53 guests and there's no chance of being able to have the ceremony before Christmas.
What? Christmas?
No idea. Never mind. So what is the news?
I'm going to be pregnant.
Yes, I understand you're a bit keen, and I'm rugged and handsome, but as well as I was saying, we are going to do things properly. Maybe sometime after Easter?
What's Easter?
No idea. Never mind. So what were you saying?
Oh yes, I had a visitor.
A visitor?
Yes, a visitor.
A real human being called round?
Well, I'm not too sure about whether she was human or not. I think she was an angel. Anyway, she was in the living room and I was in the kitchen. You see, I do try following the rules. And she said that I was going to become pregnant by the power of God's Holy Spirit and become the mother of the Son of God.
What?
So, anyways, I went round to the kids and got this kit that you see in the little blue line.
I think so. What?
So it's true. I'm going to have God's child.
That's unbelievable.
I think you'd be pleased.
Pleased? Mary, how could you? He's been following the rules and staying 2 metres from everyone. And you're pregnant. That doesn't happen with social distancing in any books that I've read. You've really upset me. Now go away.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but now we can go live to Jerusalem as we have the daily briefing from the Roman governor, Quirinius of Syria.
Citizens of Judea, you'll be aware that the recent events have been costing your Roman peers a great deal of money, and that the spread of uprisings have meant that we're going to have to introduce a series of local lockdowns. Furthermore, we've had to upgrade our armour, or as we call it, our personal protective equipment. To meet the rising cost of this PPE, we're introducing a new tax and trace app, which each of you must apply for in the towns of your birth. You'll have a week to get there. Or else, well, let's just say the consequences will be pretty severe. Get packing, get paying, hail Caesar. Yes, I'll take some questions.
You know what, Mary? It's been pretty horrible living in this kind of Roman lockdown. If it wasn't for that angel visiting me in a dream, I would have thought that the end of the world had come. But it seems that I've got you. You've got this baby, and we have to hope that the world is going to get better. But until then, it looks like me and you have a trip to go in.
Where to?
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? I thought you were from Stonehouse.
It may look like Stonehouse, but for the purpose of this story, let's call it Bethlehem. The name means house of bread in Hebrew, and there is the Co on Stonehouse High Street, so it's basically the same place.
If you say so, Jo.
Well, Bethlehem has certainly changed since I was here 20 years ago. I hardly recognise the place.
I feel a little out of place myself. I had no idea it was such a big town. Mind you, I had no idea I'd ever be such a big woman. This baby could come at any time. Jo, don't you think it's oddly quiet, something there must be hundreds of people here from the census? Surely they have imposed a curfew, those Romans.
It does seem strange. Let's try the local inn. Here's one. I'm sure I've seen an ad for it. Apparently we'll wake up wonderful. Excuse me, you have a room for the night? We are here for this census and have travelled many miles, and my wife is exhausted. Also, do you still do those breakfasts with the help yourself to all the sausages and as many chocolate muffins?
Really sorry, but the lockdown restrictions mean that we cannot accommodate you unless you book online. It's only to comply with the Roman tax and trace registration regulations.
Please, you can see that my wife is greatly with child.
Really sorry. Look, we're from out of town. I feel like the baby could pop at any moment. Is there anything you can do?
So sorry. All the rooms need to be thoroughly cleaned before we can release them. I can't do anything for you. Unless, no, silly idea.
Go on.
We do have a stable. You could use that.
A stable? That's unexpected.
The nice lady is trying to be helpful. We need somewhere. We'll take it. Thanks. Come along, donkey.
It was on a starry night when the hills were bright. Earthlings sleeping, come and chill. Then in a cattle shed, in a manger bed, a boy was born, King of all the world. And all the angels sang for him, the bells of heaven rang for him, for a boy was born.
Bye. cold up here tonight.
You should be used to this by now.
Not really. I've not been in the job long enough. I was in a musical theatre before being put on furlough. Since then, I've been retrained as a farm management consultant.
You mean you're a shepherd?
Okay, so I'm a shepherd. Not sure I've got the hang of it yet, really. These sheep aren't the most appreciative audience, aren't they? Are they?
If you're looking for something spectacle, lights, music and drama, then I'm afraid, pal, you've retrained for entirely the wrong job. Nothing like that ever happens up here.
Well, if that's the case, then who is that?
Do not be afraid. I bring glad tidings of great joy which will be from all the people. Tonight, the one night only the angelic choir bring to you the best news stories in the new story in the history of the world. A new king will be savior of the world is to be born. God is arriving as a human being to usher in a new kingdom of love and peace where suffering and pain have a place no more. Hallelujah.
Darlings, darlings, that was absolutely wonderful. Bravo.
Forget them. Forget the sheep. This is the best news ever. Let's go to Bethlehem and find this new baby. Praise be to God.
Sir, we are three wise men who have travelled from the east many miles following a star to find a place where the new king is to be born.
We have journeyed across the desert, passing through all our realms.
And since arriving here, we have successfully self-isolated for 14 days.
So may we see the new king, sir?
New king? New king? I'm the leader here.
No, we are sure he is somewhere here. We have followed the star that has led us here.
Well, apparently the new child's to be born in Bethlehem. If you do find him, please do come back and let me know. I'd love to worship him too.
Are you sure this is right?
Well, according to Herod's advisors, the baby was to be born in Bethlehem.
And you are sure this is Bethlehem?
Well, look, there is the coal on the high street, so we must be getting close.
I just had a thought.
What?
We're going to see a new king, right?
Yes, that's right.
We need to take presents.
I thought you had the presents.
I haven't got any presents. What shall we do?
Don't worry, guys, I've got a plan.
Excuse me, we are looking for myrrh.
Myrrh? I'm not sure I've even heard of myrrh. Is it skincare? Oh yeah, myrrh. It's aisle 5, between the gold and the frankincense.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
Excellent, now we can find the stable.
Why is this world so unfair? This isn't what I'd hoped for my life. I didn't ask for this. Stuck in a stable, the pong of animals, taken from my job, taken from my town. New taxes to pay just as this new child comes into the world. Where is God? Where are you, God? Abandoning me, leaving me all alone in this world with so much pain and frustration and disappointment. Where are you?
I know it's the middle of the night, but we had to come.
We have been told by the angels that the Saviour of the world has been born tonight.
And I'm so thrilled and excited to be here. It makes me want to burst into song.
No!
Maybe a little dance.
We just wanted to say what a privilege it is to be here, knowing that God does care about the world, and to enter it in such vulnerability alongside the poor and struggling shepherds like us.
I am an actor, really. Little baby. Isn't he glorious? Bravo.
We should go.
Oh, hang on. Here come some likely fellows with some flamboyant costumes. I may know them.
No, we need to go and give them some space. 2 metres from me and preferably 2 kilometres from you.
Well, really, how rude.
Hello, come on in. This is clearly a very public maternity ward. Honestly, I've seen so many people today, I'm not sure if I feel like a queen or like someone about to be arrested for violating government guidelines.
Special and most blessed lady, we, your humble servants, have travelled many months and crossed many realms for the joy of being present for this moment.
Don't forget the 14-day self-isolation.
We are foreigners, outsiders, and yet we are aware of this special new child which will be the one who will break down barriers and prejudice and begin a new movement of peace and joy.
So we come and offer these gifts to you. Gold, the mark of a true king.
And I bring frankincense to symbolise the presence of one who is from God.
And I bring myrrh, the ointment for death, for the king who will bring life.
Thank you so much for these. It has been a strange and wonderful night.
And you can even keep the handy carrier bag.
If this king is who we think he is, then this night will be remembered for many years to come, for he is the king of all the world.
Let us pray. In the darkness, in the long nights, in the short days, in the noise, in the quiet, we wait and prepare.
In the midst of joyful expectation, in the midst of painful remembering, we reflect on the year that has passed and look forward to what is to come. And the wild singing of God's steadfast love. In the world aching from division, disease, intolerance, poverty and war, we await his coming to bring peace and unity, to nourish our bodies and our spirits.
Today we wait and prepare to celebrate his coming once again to heal this world, to gather us in love, and to be with us forever. Amen.
Just a few weeks ago, we invited you to get involved in a very special project that we would start to collect gifts for families around the village who are having a hard time at the moment. This is what you have done. Families all across the village are going to have an incredible Christmas thanks to your generosity. I'm so delighted that you've been able to give so generously. And our gifts have come from all parts of our community, from individuals and from businesses. We also asked if you could give food, and boy did you. And so again, families across the village are going to have a great Christmas and plenty to eat, all due to your generosity. I'd like to say a huge thank you to everyone who's got involved, and a massive thank you to the people who have organised this. These things don't happen by magic. They happen with a lot of hard work and a lot of effort. So thank you to all of the people who have got involved, all the businesses who have donated, and all the individuals across our community who've been able to give both to the food bank and gifts for children and families in the village. It's very, very much appreciated. So thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed today's service. I know I certainly did. It was a lot of fun to put together. We want to say a big thanks to our young people for all the effort that they've gone to, and a special thanks to all our singers too. If you want to join in with the singing, then it's not that difficult. You have to sing on your own though, which is a bit weird, and then we put it all together using some technology. So if you want to do that, then please just get in touch and you can join in the singing every week. But for now, until we meet again, go with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit with you this Advent season and forevermore. Amen.